Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Yeah, we're back. Little warning, you guys, we're both a little sick, a little bit of having some colds.
Some colds, some stuffy noses, so.
Minor stuffy noses. I have a cough drop right now, so if you hear something, that's probably what it is. Sorry.
Ew, gross. Nasty.
I want to warn them.
Now okay. You guys know.
Anyway, I guess we should probably play some music.
Yeah, that's what we're here
that's
for.
That's what we're here for. That's what we do on this show. Yeah, I guess that's a good idea. Okay, let's do it up.
Thank you. 11A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, not me. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. What can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be.
Hey guys, so we're back. Those two songs were Such Great Heights by the Postal Service and Daydream Believer from the Monkees. The first one, that was my pick. I mean, there's not really a deep story about it. Just kind of thought it's a nice song. Has a nice chill vibe.
I like it.
Yeah.
I recognized it. Don't know from where, but when I heard it, I recognized it. So
yeah. We were actually looking at some of the... We have like a Spotify WJRH account here on this computer, and we were looking at one of the... playlist that had been logged in, and it was in the sad playlist.
Oh, this song was
Such Great Heights. I don't know. It didn't. And maybe if you think about the lyrics, maybe it has a sad vibe. I don't know. I thought it was kind of
got a
mellow,
good beat.
Nice beat. Yeah,
it's a jam. Daydream Believer by the Monkees. I had a Monkee CD when I was a kid. It must have been like one of my dad's things. I don't remember how we got started on the Monkees. But, yeah, everyone knows their song. What is it called? It's not this one.
How's
it's
go?
I'm not going to sing it on air because that would be embarrassing. But there's a lot of covers of this one song that, like,
okay. If
you heard it, everyone knows it. And I can't think of what it's called right now. But
wait,
Monkey.
Is it the one about, like, believe, like, and then I saw her face?
Oh, yes.
I'm a believer.
Yeah, that was the Monkees. Everyone has a cover of that song.
Yes.
Everybody knows that song.
Yes.
But this is the original Monkees. They're, like, really old. Like...
Nice.
Ancient. But
no, it was still cool, though.
Groovy.
Nice. Okay. Let's get into our next two. We got some more jams. We were making this playlist, and we got to the end, and we're like, kind of took a step back and looked at it. We're like, wow, this is great.
We think it's a really good one.
We don't want to hype it up too much, but we think it's really good. Okay. Here's the next song.
Thank you.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So that first song was Your Woman from White Town. And the second one was Eyes of the World from the Grateful Dead. Some classics. Yeah. The first one, that was my pick. I mean, it's just kind of like, it's a really cool song.
It's got a real, like
a
beat.
Really nice beat.
Bass or whatever that is.
Whatever that weird, like has a weird sound, but it's really cool.
I like it.
No,
the
like
lyrics
it.
Are, like, if you think about it, they're kind of interesting too.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, I don't know.
It's got a weird message. I don't know if I'm thinking about it right, but like,
no, it sounds cool.
I think it's cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Eyes of the World, Grateful Dead. It's a shout out to my dad. Mm. He's big Grateful Dead fan. So is my brother. They listen to the same stuff. he was like, this one's groovy. Like, you'd like this. It's chill. And it was. So,
nice.
Hence why it's in the show.
Yeah, it's good. I think, I'm not sure if it was Grateful Dead. It was definitely Fish, my art teacher, Mr. Rizzuti, in high school.
If he's listening.
I doubt it. But in high school, he would always play like YouTube videos of concerts from his favorite band. So it would be like 5 hours of the Grateful Dead just on a loop. And it would be like, I think it was the Grateful Dead and Fish. I know he loved Fish. Sometimes he would like tell us about Fish concerts that he went to. And it's kind of nice background music. But that's, I thought
Wait,
about
he played Grateful Dead as, like, background music?
It was kind of quiet. I don't know.
It was like, I honestly don't listen to enough Grateful Dead to know if it would make good background
yeah,
music.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Our next song. Okay. So this song, it's kind of, I know nothing about this band, but it's a nice song. It's called, wait, what is it called? It's by Of Montreal. Like, Wrath Pinned to the Mist and Other Games? That's the name of the song?
You'll never know.
Like, listen to the song and just, see, I don't understand. Maybe you'll understand it. I'm not really sure why it has that name. I tried Googling things. Maybe in the time of the song we'll figure something out. But, you know, we'll see. Okay, here we go.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's
Okay, guys, we're back.
I did not know that was the ending of that song.
Yeah, I was like, is that the apparently that's the end.
That was weird.
That was a little
awesome. Maybe that was the wraith. That was the ghost.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so apparently a wraith is a ghost, which we just learned just now. Ghost-like image of someone, especially one seen shortly before or after their death.
It's also a model of a Rolls Royce.
Oh! Look at that. 2018 Rolls Royce wraith.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe in another universe.
Okay, yeah, so our thinking was that the song is just about, like, random things that aren't really possible.
So, like, pinning a ghost to fog.
You really can't do that.
And pretending you don't exist in Antarctica.
So that'd be a little difficult.
Those are the other games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we were just a little curious about that song. I guess while we're here, should we just read some PSAs?
Yeah.
Because, like, we have to do it anyway.
Right. All right, you go first.
Are we doing this one?
Sure.
Okay, this is one about depression. Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, the DBSA. Okay, let's go. This is not going to be funny. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Okay. Okay.
Is that it on that one?
That's it on depression. I feel like, I mean, there's more, but, like, we could do a lighter one.
Viral hepatitis?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Chronic hepatitis is a leading cause of liver cancer and liver transplants in the U.S. No. Millions of Americans are living with chronic hepatitis, and most do not know that they are infected. Take 5 minutes to answer a series of questions and find out if you are at risk using CDC's online hepatitis risk assessment. Visit www.cdc.gov/hepatitis/risk assessment.
Nice.
All right, one more about viral hepatitis to get our three in.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, let's knock it out. Okay. Millions of Americans are living with chronic hepatitis, yet most don't know it. People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, chronic hepatitis can cause serious health problems. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. It can save your life. Visit www.hepatitisinformation for more information.
Nice. That's good. I think there was one time I was at my aunt's apartment, and there's, like, a supermarket kind of marketplace at the bottom on, like, the ground floor. And we went and got food. And then, like, a little while later, there had been a hepatitis outbreak.
Wait, at the market. Apartment that I visited?
Yes.
That one?
Yes, that exact apartment in New York City.
In the basement?
There's, like, a market kind of supermarket place with food.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's
It was kind of scary. It was kind of scary because I was like, oh, I was just there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
On that note.
Yeah. Okay. We have our next song. We'll play. Should we do one, two songs? We'll see. We'll surprise you guys. Get ready.
Oh,
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that was I'll Get Along by Michael Kiwanuka.
One of my picks from Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime?
Yes, I have Amazon Prime Music.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is, actually. And there's only one playlist I listen to on Amazon Prime Music, and this one was on that playlist, so.
It's nice. It's got a nice vibe.
Chill. Fits the chill genre here.
Oh, yes, our chill genre. The chill aspect of this show.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next song. Are we playing two songs or one? Okay, we'll see. Well,
No, we're going to do two because the second one is an absolute favorite of both of us.
Oh, yeah, we really like the second one.
Yes, we're gonna jam to that.
Is it
one.
A surprise or should we tell them?
No, it's a surprise.
Okay, well, the next one is called Fail. Actually, there's an exclamation point. It's called Fail by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Oh, she told me the name of this band and I was like, really? And then you're going to listen to this song.
You would not think the band is named Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Not at all.
It has a different vibe than Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend Zoe from home, we always like text each other like, oh, listen to this song, I think you'd like it. So she told me about Rainbow Kitten Surprise. And
every
she told
time
me
you say it.
You can't really say it with a straight face.
Nope.
But she told me about the song called Seven by them, which I listened to, and it's nice. It's a little has like kind of a sad vibe, and I didn't want to be sad on this nice Tuesday. So we're playing Fail, which isn't sad, even though it's called Fail.
With an exclamation point.
So it's like a happy fail?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll listen to it. We'll see if it's a happy fail, what the fail vibe it's giving off. Okay, here we go. Fail.
train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world's planned?
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Fail. we're looking at the lyrics. I mean, I guess it's kind of maybe a little about failing, which is kind of sad, but it was pretty upbeat. The second one there was Unbelievers by Vampire Weekend.
Woo!
Woo!
Love that one.
That was a really good song. Elle pulled it up and I was like, oh, this is so good.
I remember it. Yeah. She remembered it. I pulled it up.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
We sang our hearts out in our little box in here.
Yeah, we had a little dance party in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Vampire Weekend, they sang that song, A Punk.
I don't actually know that song.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wait, how does it...
I was looking at, their Spotify thing, and it's their most popular song.
Yeah. Really?
But I've never heard that song. Well, actually, my brother originally introduced me to Vampire Weekend.
Really?
He played me this one, and he played me Step.
I don't know Step.
Always Step Towards My Girl. Something like that. But, No, I never knew A-Punk, and it was our most popular one.
Oh, my God. No way. We should play it, next week. Maybe.
You'll get a couple more Vampire Weekend, for sure. There's definitely one from their... I don't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
They just released a new album, and I really like one of the songs on there. So, you're going to hear that one eventually.
I started playing Guitar Hero. Well, I got it in, fifth grade and didn't really fully appreciate, rock music. But then, last summer, my sister and I just played Guitar Hero all the time, and there's A-Punk. And so I got really good at playing A-Punk on Guitar Hero.
Fun fact, I've never played Guitar Hero.
That's kind of sad.
I feel like I'm missing out.
Come over, we'll play.
Okay, I'll drive the multiple hours to go play Guitar
Hero.
Just
for Guitar Hero.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, okay, cool. No big deal. Okay, next song. Here we go.
Don't believe it's bad.
Guys, so that was Other Side from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You had your weekly Red Hot Chili Peppers song,
as it should be,
and Silver Lining from Rilo Kiley.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Rilo Kiley. Yeah, so the first one, you know, that was my pick.
It was good though. Recognized it from the chemistry lab playlist.
Oh, told you guys about last week. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I really like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I feel like there's going to be a point where when I keep listening to them on repeat, I'll get tired of it. So I'm trying to back it off a little bit. Doing like, you know, Spotify Daily Mix, trying to listen to it.
Ooh, the Daily Mix.
Yeah, you know how they give you a Daily Mix?
Yeah.
I like the Daily Mix.
I haven't really tried it. Should I?
No, it's really good.
All right, I'll give it a try.
It's usually good.
Silver Lining was my pick. That's another one from the Amazon Prime playlist.
Oh my God.
It's a chill song. I like it.
No, it was pretty good.
I think it's the only female singer on this playlist. Is that what we said?
On this show or in all the shows we've done? We've
done on this playlist.
On this playlist, I think so. Which is kind of weird. Like, we didn't
realize that. It's not
we
like
didn't purposely do that.
No.
Just kind of happened that way. Hmm. I don't know.
Interesting. But interesting. Chill song.
Chill song.
I like it.
Yeah. Let's see. Should we go into our next song, maybe? We have a little bit of time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so the next song is New Light from John Mayer. That was we both like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's also on the Thanksgiving playlist.
George Thanksgiving playlist.
Which, you know, if you're just tuning in for this week, the playlist that my sister and I made for Thanksgiving this year, but we, like, put all these great songs in it, and then we got there, and my dad was like, I think it's probably better if we just play some, like, light jazz for the background music, because people don't like loud music, but...
My family has never played music at any sort of gathering.
Seriously?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we usually have, like, jazz... Okay, on Christmas, my dad always plays Bach Week, so it's, like, really intense Bach music.
At Christmas? Bach music?
Mm-hmm. Because it's Bach Week on, like, NPR or something.
Huh.
It's a lot of, like... harpsichord.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
At my grandmother's house, she sometimes has, like, the Piano Guy's Christmas album or, like, something like that going.
Yeah.
And thinking back, I think my aunt sometimes has, like elevator-type music. Oh. You know, just, like, not elevator music, but, like
background.
Like, stuff that no one would actually ever listen to. It's just, like, there for noise. But I don't... It's not a thing. It's like, my family doesn't do it. No.
We should have jazz, classical,
The good's gotta get their stuff together.
Yes. Wow. Maybe you could play
I'll
one of our
shows. I'll start a trend.
Yeah, play one of our shows.
I'm not sure. Everyone would appreciate that.
Go from zero to, like, yeah. intense, like,
I don't
rock.
Think we could make that jump. I think no. I'd scare everybody.
Aw. Okay, maybe, like, gradually do it.
My aunt would appreciate it, though.
Aw. Should we play her song next?
Yeah, we can.
We have time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna hear, well, we have New Light, John Mayer, and then we have a special surprise song. Okay, I'm gonna play this one. Let's go.
Kindness, go in love, go in faith, leave the day behind us, day is done, go in grace, let us go into the dark. Not afraid, not alone. Let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
Okay, guys, we're back. That was okay, New Light, John Mayer, and Go in Peace by Sam Baker.
So we already talked about New Light, you already heard about that one. Go in Peace, Sam Baker, that was a song that my aunt introduced to me. She is a very talented musician with guitar, drums, the whole nine yards.
That's really cool.
So the end goal is for me to learn the cello piece.
Aww.
And her to learn the guitar chords, and we're going to play that song.
Aww.
But it's a really good message. It has a lot of meaning.
Aww, and that's sweet.
She wanted to hear it on the show, so you guys got to hear it too.
Yay.
Shout out
to Elizabeth Ann.
Woo.
Thanks for listening. What we want to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Happy Mardi Gras. Happy Fat Tuesday. Happy Fasnets Day. Woo. Whatever you want to call it.
So what is Fasnets Day? For all the people who don't know.
Are German donuts. They are like traditionally a way to use up all of your unhealthy ingredients before you go into Lent. So you make these really unhealthy, really delicious donuts.
Nice.
That my family makes every year. We actually make them on the weekend so people can actually come. Because
nice.
No one has Tuesday off. But
So
yes, we make amazing donuts last weekend.
That's exciting.
Fantastic.
That's exciting.
And the dining hall attempted to make Fasnets today. That was cute. They tried.
Were they good?
You know, they were good donuts. I wouldn't call them Fasnets.
Oh, there's a big difference.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know.
I've
never had a donut.
That's so sad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
They tried. A for effort. But, you know, at least they tried. So that's all that matters.
Okay, good. They tried. That's right. We'll give it to them.
So, yeah. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy
everybody.
Mardi Gras. Should we go into our next song?
Last one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I guess so.
Just a reminder, you guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is our show, License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah. So we have our last song. It's called Rebellion from Arcade Fire. I kind of found it on one of my playlists. It's a longish song, but it just kind of reminds me of like a sunrise. Like it starts off kind of chill, and then by the end it's more intense, and like everything's okay. So we're going to leave you guys with that. Hope you enjoy it. See ya.
Thank you. consumed by slow decay. The grass was greener.